I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us, we have a local husband and wife duo, Bill and Kate Isles, who've been making music together for quite some time now. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Nice to have you back in the studio. And you know, always have to tell the story that they got together because of KUMD, because Kate heard Bill on KUMD, and that got her to come to his show. So always kind of special to have you guys back here.
It is.
And you're doing a Valentine's-themed show tonight at Clyde Iron in Duluth, along with the Rowe Family Singers. And it's billed as a variety show, special surprise guests. And, you know, I'd ask you who the surprise guests are, but then I guess it wouldn't be a surprise.
Right, because we wouldn't know. They're going to surprise us, too, I think.
Show starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and you guys will have your full band there. We'll talk about them in a little bit, but right now, just the duo, how it started. What do you guys want to start with here?
Well, we thought we'd start out with Hobos in the Roundhouse. It's by far our most requested song. It's a true story about my grandfather, and he lived up on the Iron Range and worked for the railroad and used to sneak the hobos into the roundhouse where he worked and let them sleep indoors at night on those cold Minnesota nights, which is pretty much about 365 of them. And he could have gotten fired for doing that, and I just knew I had to write a song about that story. This has been covered by about 7 or 8 other groups now. From 7 to 7, every night of the week, fixing trains in the roundhouse, I work on my feet. And I told my children, I hope the bedbugs don't bite. And I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Akron and Hinckley, Prairie du Chien, they are soldiers and lawyers, and I believe what they're saying. And I'll rouse them at 4, and they'll head down the line. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be alright. My hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, they hired a new man to work as a guard. Every morning at sunrise, he checks out the yard. But for now, I won't trust him, though he seems pretty nice. I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, I asked my savior, what should I do? If I'm caught helping hobos, my job could be through. I heard the answer so clear and so bright. Are my hobos sleeping in your roundhouse tonight? Good night, my hobos,
rest your vagabond heads on your old knapsack pillows in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, boys.
Bill and Kate Isles live from Studio A, and love that tune. I know that's been around for a while. Just as you were singing it, I was wondering, did you hear about that from your grandpa himself, or was that something that kind of was passed down in the family?
Well, that is possible. He died when I was 5 years old, and okay. I've got a couple of photographs of one sitting on the front porch with him up in Virginia, and another one at a family picnic, and he always wore a tie. At the family picnics, even though he worked midnights as a working man, and he's telling a story or something, and I'm looking up at him in the picture. There's everybody sitting around the picnic table, but I'm looking up at him when he's telling the story, and I don't know what that story was, but I really consciously heard the story from my cousin in Ohio, and we were toasting our dads who had just passed away a couple years before that, and I hadn't seen her in years, and she said, "Aren't you thankful for the heritage of our fathers?" And, of course, my songwriting brain started clicking in right then. And then she said, well, you know, because my dad and his brothers were all really generous and kind men and good-hearted and pranksters. She said, well, you know, it goes back to Pop. And I said, how so? She said, well, did you know that he used to sneak the hobos into the roundhouse? I said, no, I didn't know that. I knew he worked on nights all the time, but I didn't know about that. So I knew I had to write a song, and I worked it through in my mind. I needed to find a style that would match that story, and I worked it for about a month off and on, and then I went over to visit Kate just before we were even engaged, and I sat at her kitchen table and just came to me.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That was 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like one of those stories that...
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was 11 years ago.
Oh, okay. It seems like one of those stories that, you know... Your grandpa probably wouldn't have been bragging about it. You know, people who do those kinds of things don't go around bragging about it. They just do them, you know, and that's part of what makes it special, you know. It's just a spirit of generosity.
When my dad was in business, he traveled a bunch for a while, and he was over in North Dakota, and he ran into a guy, a purchasing agent for a company over there that had been a hobo and had been at my grandfather's roundhouse.
Wow.
He said, yeah, your dad, did you any relation to Gus Isles? You know, and my dad said, that's my dad. And he goes, well, I stayed overnight there.
Oh, wow. Great story.
Yeah.
Great story, great song. Well, it's so nice to have you guys back. It's been several years, I think, since you've been here. I think it was when your last album came out.
Could have been. That's 3 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah. And since then, so we have lots to talk about. So since then, you have started working with a band, and it's a couple of young folks, right? Sarah and Derek Berkland, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Sarah... we needed a bass player for some events a few years, summer before last. We had a weekend where we had some main stage festival appearances and a theater show, and we were also at the Tall Ships, and most of those contracts were for a four-piece band, and our regular bass player couldn't make it, so we were wondering who else we knew. And we remembered seeing her play at the Cabin Fever Festival at the Inn in Lake Superior that March, and I knew her dad, and so I wrote to her dad, and I said, would your daughter be interested in trying out to play with us? And I looked online and watched a video of her playing. I thought, she's really good. Didn't know how old she was or anything. So we met with them, and she really wanted to play with us, and she was 14 years old.
Wow.
And then we found her name, Sarah, and by the time she came to our first show that summer, she played with us all summer besides the big events, because we had that weekly show at Midi Restaurant in Fitkers. And she had all of our songs memorized for the first show. And it's just been, she's been playing with us ever since. Well, then this last June, her brother Derek, who's a year older, joined us on mandolin and fiddle. And he's just both of them are virtuoso players. And they're just, they're young, they play all the time. If they're not doing their homework, I think they're playing. And they do. They play with a lot of different age groups, and obviously, and they're in a band of teenagers. So the oldest is 18, called Porcupine Creek, and they just won the statewide Race for the Place contest with the Minnesota Bluegrass Association. So they landed a main stage appearance at the big festival next summer because of that. And so it's been a great time playing with them. And then this year, their dad called me and asked me if I'd be interested in co-producing and engineering, recording their family band album. And I said yes. It was my first project for somebody else, and it was just a completely wonderful experience. It was just fantastic. I loved every bit of it,
mm-hmm.
and they have a great album.
Now, so they do shows with you around here. Are they ever able to go where you're traveling?
Yeah, they've gone. First summer, Sarah went to Michigan with us, and we did a couple festival things around Minnesota. And then this year, we went over to Wisconsin overnight and camped. And we have a travel trailer, and then they camped. And then we went over into like Litchfield area, and we camped overnight 2 nights at a farm where we're doing a private concert at a farm. So they travel well with us, and they love our dog. They love our new puppy, so that works out very well.
And if people want to see a picture of the new puppy, it's on your website, I believe, right?
Yeah, if you look in our latest news, there's a link that says new puppy, and you can see a picture of the band, actually.
And it's Bill.
That was actually at that farm we took that picture.
Oh, great. And it's BillandKateIsles.com, is
yep,
that right?
Yep.
All right. In case people want to check that out. Well, that's really nice.
And they're coming to Florida. We're leaving tomorrow for our tour, our winter tour. And so this is our only Duluth show this winter. But we're going down, and we're going to be in Florida on the 23rd through the first part, like 1st of May, and then working our way back. But they're coming down the first full week of March, I think it is, or second full week of March, and they'll be doing a number of shows with us.
Okay. The show that you're doing tonight is a Valentine's show. And now the Rowe Family Singers, I believe, also
yep.
husband and wife.
Yes, they are.
So,
they've got a couple kids, too.
So that's kind of fitting. So how is it going to be? Is it Valentine themed, or is it just, Valentine's Day is coming up?
It's just us. You know, all of mm-hmm. us love birds. And mm-hmm. This is the first time we'll have done a show with them. We've been in the Minnesota State Duet Contest with them. And we've done different festival things where they've been there. But this is the first time we've actually done it. We've become friends with them through that. And then this is the first time we've actually done a show together. We had it all planned already. And then I thought, hey, maybe we should invite Quillen and Kim, see if they'll come up and play with us. And they're going to be, because we've been in contact with them, because they're going to actually be with us in Kansas City for this big music conference. And I said, why don't you come up ahead of time and do a show with us, too? And they said, we'd love to.
Well, and as long as you brought that up, let's talk about the Folk Alliance.
Folk Alliance is the largest folk music association in the world. This conference is at the Weston Crown Center in Kansas City. It's a fantastic facility for this. It's also in the Sheridan. They have a music camp. You just played Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there teaching, and it's just Rita Coolidge is going to perform. There's over 2,000 delegates to the event. There's over 600 different band names, acts that are involved in it. And there's over 2,900 performances in 4 days.
Wow. And now you've had an involvement with that for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been involved for a long time now, about 11 years, I think. And I also do a side job for them. I do the database for all. That's why I know the numbers. I do the database. I compile all the schedules and all the private, what they call the private showcases. And there's 70 of those, 70 different rooms for up to 4 nights. And I compile all that information, make sure the artists aren't in there two different ways, spelling errors and that kind of thing. And so it's a big project. It takes me about 2 weeks of pretty heavy work getting it done. And because you can't do it till everybody's done booking. And then you get it done, and then you get the stragglers. I just got a request yesterday. We went to press last week, and I had somebody from England that wrote to me and said, can we make a change? And I said, nope.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's why I call it a deadline.
Well, they're in a different time zone, so, you know.
But this year, we're really excited because, actually, the opening night, we're going to have an hour and 45-minute welcome round, called a Minnesota Nice Welcome Round. And that's going to involve Moores and McCumber, Bump Blomberg's going to be there.
Of Pushing Chain.
Pushing Chain. And Rachel Kilgore, it's her first Folk Alliance conference. She's going to be involved in that. The Lois Pair is coming. They're going to play our room, but they're not going to be there for that. The event that night, of course, Kim and Quillen are going to be there, the Rowe Family Singers. Who am I forgetting?
Ellis
couldn't make it. Yeah. She's going to get there the next day, but she's bringing her little girl along, Ruby. So we'll get a chance to meet her.
Nice. Sounds like quite the Minnesota and Duluth contingent down there this year.
That's the only ones for a long time, and it's really fun to see that develop now. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get to see everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to a festival in the summer, mm-hmm. only bigger.
Yeah.
Because there's 600 acts instead of 20 acts.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back. And I hear that there's a new album in the works, and it's a little bit different, so we'll find out more about that.
There is, and this is one of the songs from that album.
Oh, what were you going to do?
We're going to debut a new song right now. Nobody's heard this yet. And I'll tell you right now, the album is going to be Kate Isles album. And after finishing the album with Sarah May and the Brooklyn Boys, all of a sudden it hit me that I have two albums that are my solo albums, and we have two duo albums, but we don't have a Kate album. And she's got such a great taste for music, and she's such a really good developing songwriter. And I just got another note from another Minnesotan, Charlie Roth, who's going to be there, and how much he really enjoys Kate's songwriting and looking forward to playing with us there.
Thank you, Bill. This song is just kind of represents my love for Duluth, and especially my love for walking down my street. So here,
which is in Lakeside.
Yeah.
As I'm walking down my street, I can hardly believe that this life and this love are here for me right now. Hawk's kettle in the sky, they're getting ready to fly down south before the first snow flies. Is this real or is this just a good dream? Walking down my street, I can hardly believe that this life and love are here for me, walking down my street. The sun shines on the bright white snow, the ice is getting thin on the edges of the sidewalk as it crunches under my boots, going crunch, crunch, crunch. I could spend some time right here, my dog won't mind, he's slowing down, and I'm crunching the ice under my boots. Oh, crunch, crunch, crunch. Is this real or is this just a good dream? Walking down my street, I can hardly believe that this life and love are here for me, walking down my street. Daffodils begin to bloom, and I look down to our lake, I see the oar boats all lined up, and the cutter is breaking through the ice. Scent of lilacs in the air, there's robins singing everywhere, and I'm smiling, and I'm singing. Is this real or is this just a good dream? Walking down my street, I can hardly believe that this life and love are here for me, walking down my street. Thinking of you, my friend, you're gone, but you're here with me, walking down my street. Walking down my street, walking down my street.
That's Bill and Kate Isles live from Studio A, and a new song that Kate wrote. And we're going to hear a lot more songs that you wrote, apparently, on this new album.
We will. There will be, I think, about maybe six total that I will have written. And then there will be some cover tunes. One of them, you know how you hear a song, you play it over and over and over, and you fall in love with it. It's called Kingdom Down by Emily Pinkerton, who we've met through the Folk Alliance. She lives in
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. She's the choir director at the UU Church.
And she's so talented. And this song that she wrote called Kingdom Down, I just love it. So that will be one of the covers. And then Kate Wolf, The Great Divide.
We met Emily through one of the Folk Lions regional conferences, and we were actually looking for an open back banjo player for an African song that Kate wrote on our last album called Mamadou. And I ran into Emily, and she introduced herself to me, and I said, "Hey, you play open back banjo, don't you?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you want to play on our album?" And I said, "Well, she said, what song?" And I said, "Well, get your earbuds, and I'll play a draft of it for you." And she listened to it for about 10 seconds, and she started shaking her head yes, and recorded it in our hotel room that night.
Wow, yeah. Nice. And what is the thing about the open back banjo that makes
as opposed to a resophonic banjo, the like more of a bluegrass
sure,
banjo?
Resophonic,
we wanted that world sound, mm-hmm. more of a frailing type
back
of a banjo.
Back in history,
yeah. Because the banjo is my understanding is the banjo is the only stringed instrument that was grew out of culture, grew out of the people culture, as opposed to being developed as a classical instrument. But it just started out as a gourd and a string and a stick. And then it developed over time.
Okay. So, Kate, let's talk about you as a songwriter. How long have you been writing songs?
I have been writing songs probably since, I was big into it in the sixth grade.
Really?
Yeah. My best friend, Lisa Brown, and I, and a few other friends, we would sit in her parents' living room with a guitar and make up songs. G, C, and D. And
wow.
Yeah, that's what we did. We had a lot of fun doing that. And then growing up, I always did that. I always had a guitar, and I just, it's something I always did on my own in my apartment or my room in a house or wherever I was living. It's just something I've always done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, as part of the duo here, have you contributed a lot of the songs to
our show and things like that?
Yeah, to your albums and things?
Not a lot.
Has that developed with time?
The last album I have, I think, three or four.
Five that you were the main writer on.
Yeah. And, but I'm not real prolific. It takes me quite a long time. Not necessarily to write a song, but I don't know what it is. I don't throw out 40 songs in a year. I have maybe 10 or 15, maybe. It's just.
Well, if I wrote 41, I'd throw out 40.
Right.
How do you go about writing them, and how do you feel like your writing has developed over time?
You know, what's interesting is the last album, the one song called Mamadou, I actually took, there's a book called Someone Knows My Name by Lawrence Hill, and I just fell in love with the book, even though it's a difficult read. It's about a young slave girl and her life, her long life. And I actually took things out of the book and put them in the song because I loved some of the things he wrote. One of them was working in the indigo plantation. One of the lyrics or pieces I took out of the book was the blue dust coming up when you're stirring the indigo. There's something about the blue dust that I just loved. And so that's in there. I didn't write it. So I stole that little line, but I put the song together. I had a thought. So, you know, I just had a feeling after reading the book, and it wouldn't go away, and it was real deep. And I then took that feeling and made it into a song. But like I'm saying, I took a couple things from his actual book and put them in there because I needed that blue dust in there. So
I think we should do that song.
I don't know. We'll see.
I think so.
So for this next album, you said six of them are the ones that you wrote?
I think, yeah, I'd have to count them, but something
okay.
like that.
And
yeah.
where's the album in process?
Of scratch tracks.
Yep, okay. We're just doing the rough stuff and starting to do the arrangements and figuring out which instruments are going to be on it. And we're going to involve Derek and Sarah mm-hmm. on this recording as well for the first time.
Oh, that'll be fun.
They were fantastic
yeah.
in the studio.
And we trust them so much. And they're fun. You know, they make our job. they're easy, they're fun, they're great people to just have around. So.
And they'll be singing a couple songs from their album tonight, too.
Great.
Yeah.
The one that you produced?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. So, still in process, do you have kind of a target for when your new one is going to be released?
Spring?
I would think fall, because we're going to be on the road now, and recording on the road is a little more difficult because you have to find a quiet space. And we have portable gear and all that, and we normally record in our studio cabin out in Carlton County. But So we don't know. We're going to be at campgrounds. We have a 20-foot travel trailer. And if we find quiet time, we'll have the gear there and we can do some preliminary recordings for sure, get the structure in place. And
so you're heading down to the Folk Alliance, which is, where is that?
That's in Kansas City,
in Kansas.
Missouri. Yeah.
And then you're headed to Florida, too, you said? So you're just kind of touring around for the next few months?
Yeah, we have to kind of rush once we get we have shows on the way down to Kansas City every night. And then after we leave there, we have to leave a day early and do a house concert in St. Louis in the afternoon on Saturday, and then the following Saturday, And then we have to drive because we have a Monday night big concert in Sarasota, Florida. So we have to get there for that.
And that's at the Sailing Squadron.
Yeah, that's about 20 hours of driving with a trailer
beautiful.
And a dog.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Oh, I think we're doing Wilderness Lady.
If we can get it in by 2:30.
You have something shorter?
All right.
Okay.
This is a song that was inspired by a poem that I wrote when I started writing again. And it was written on the shore of Lake Superior, so I think it's appropriate for doing here. And I used to go down there and write and then eventually turn some of my poems into songs. And this was just a thought from one of the poems that just developed into its own song over a period of about 7 years or 8 years. It's called Wilderness Lady, and it's about finding your muse. Well, I left my home with a heavy heart, from troubles dark and weighty. But the sweetest scent drifted across the sea from the land of the Wilderness Lady. As I set my sails, a headwind raged. It stressed my vessel greatly, but in times of calm, I closed my eyes and I dreamed of my Wilderness Lady.
Will you find me here among the trees in my forest, cool and shady? Will you dance with me? Beneath this canopy, I will be your wilderness lady.
Drop my anchor down in a crystal bay, and I thank the stars that led me. Then I swam ashore, and I journeyed on to find my wilderness.
Find me here among the trees in my forest, cool and shady. Will you laugh with me neath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
As nightfall came, I set up camp by a brook where it cascaded into the fragrant valley down below to fill the cup of my wilderness lady.
When you find me here among the trees in my forest, cool and shady, will you lay with me neath this
that space between dreams and waking?
Will you stay with me beneath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady. Will you stay with me beneath this canopy? I will be your wilderness lady.
103.3 KUMD, that one from Bill and Kate Isles, live from Studio A and Wilderness Lady. And again, they have a show tonight at Clyde Ironworks in Duluth. It is a Valentine's variety show that also features the Rowe family singers. Starts at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, and the tickets are still on sale online in advance for $10 or $15 at the door. But we're going to do it this way. If you say you heard it on KUMD, we're going to give you the advance ticket at price at the door.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Christine.
Great to have you
thank
here.
You.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.